Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Friday the 13th, everybody. We welcome you to the nationwide, worldwide broadcast of Optimize Your Life show that's brought to you by two sponsors. One is the Hope Collection, founded by Dr. Joel Griffin over 10 years ago. He and his wife, artists, great people of faith and commitment and courage and leadership. And they partnered with another gentleman who was going to be on this call and going to bring on here just momentarily, who is an incredible man of God, hero, decorated war plane pilot, leader among leaders, has been recognized and nominated 5 times for Nobel Peace Prize. Then on top of that, they came back and said, well, look it. Yeah, okay, well, you've been nominated, so you're among unique people in the world. For 100 years, there's not many that many that have ever been nominated. But we're also going to recognize that you are really a humanitarian. In fact, we're going to say of the year. So we went from just a guy that's only been nominated 5 times for Nobel Peace Prize for his energy, his effort, and his leadership, to now we're going to say, well, you know, okay, you didn't get that one. Here, we're going to give you this one. Who's Who in America said, you are the humanitarian man of the year. And we say to you on Friday the 13th, welcome Captain Len Kane. How are you today, Cap?
Well, God bless you, Ron Clayton. You are a leader, one of the wonderful guys who has been helping make it a better world for many, many years. And now you're president of the Hope Collection. Wow, this is really something. And all the good things that you've done, are doing, and will do. And I'm happy, I'm honored to be here with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to share all the good things with you and yours. And the first favor that I ask is do yourself a favor by getting a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, whatever you have handy, to take down some information. And if you're waiting and you want to get your family or friends on board, call them and then give them the phone number, the access number, to get on and listen to the show, because as the children these nowadays say, we're going to knock your socks off. I don't know what that really means, but I hope it's a nice impression that was going to make you more successful, happier, healthier, all those wonderful things that we have been working hard for 50 years. Our Golden Rule Society charity, and by the way, we're all non-paid volunteers, we are in our golden anniversary of our Golden Rule Society charity, 50 years. And again, I stress it, we're all non-paid volunteers, and I always jokingly say, watch my lips, tough to do on a radio show, but we're not selling anything. What we're trying to do is help make it a better world, starting with you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, churches, charities, whoever you are, touching the lives. And that's why we're here. And I call it the KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. We're here to help by serving one another. And I'll tell you more about this, which is called the Golden Rule Society's Kindness Campaign. Going worldwide, not just nationwide here in the U.S., but the worldwide program helping to make it a better world. And I'll just give you the top line of it, which says, with love and hope and prayers for the peace and joy in the world, treat one another, each other, the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And I think with all that's going on in this world today, we really need that. We don't need any of this business of killing one another that's not what we're here. We're here to serve. So, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. You got the pen and paper. Here is our Golden Rule Society website. Very easy. I'm sure you've all been there, know how to do it. It's www.goldenrulesociety.com. Now, that's all one word, no spaces in them. goldenrulesociety.org, the letters O-R-G. Now, that's the O-R-G means we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt, registered in the great state of California and the great country of the United States, and we're helping and have been for 50 years. So stick with it. Tell everybody. You can share this with anybody and everybody. You should, because everybody ought to be hearing what's going on and what is available. And Ron Clayton, again, I thank you for the opportunity. I'm humbled and honored as well to be here with you and the great people who are listening and the people who will then share the message. So we're going to talk about a little bit, about how it's going to benefit you. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to the website, what are you going to find? Well, you're going to find a welcome and a whole bunch of things there that says, we offer these things, gifts for you. And again, I'll stress, it's okay for you to share with your friends, family, churches, charities, members of organizations, your clients, your customers, your prospects. Tell them about it, because they will be appreciative of what you're telling and sharing with them. For example, one of the things we offer, because as Ron mentioned, I spent over a quarter of a century as a Navy fighter pilot in combat, serving our country. And by finishing that, I spent another 30 years of my life as an airline captain here in the United States. And I put together a program. It's called The Wise Traveler. Now, we all want to be that, don't we? When we travel, we want to be wise, which means smart enough not to get in trouble, wise enough to get the best prices, best connections, whether it be on airplanes and ships, traveling the oceans, buses and trains and what have you. It's all there. And as a that's free, by the way. There's no cost to be a wise traveler in the Golden Rule Society. And let me give you a simple example. And I really do like to make things simple. Let's say you called up an airline and you're here in the United States. You want to fly from New York to California. You and your family, whoever they are. And the person you're talking to says, oh, that's going to cost you $1,000 round trip. And you say, well, okay. But then you tell them, by the way, I am a member of the Wise Traveler program of the Golden Rule Society charity. And they say, oh, you are? Well, that's fine. Let me figure it out. They say, oh, now it's only going to cost you $500. And again, these numbers are representative. They are not in iron or steel, by golly. You just have to figure out each one is going to be different, because each airline or each ship or whatever, they all charge different prices, and that's their control. I have no say or control of what they're doing and to run their businesses. So, okay, you've got Wise Traveler. Offer no strings attached on this thing. No surprise things. Oh, gee whiz, look at that. They're getting, no. It's all free, and that's what we're here. And I'm the founder and president of the Golden Rule Society, as mentioned. And we've been giving these gifts of empowerment for 50 years, our golden anniversary, the Golden Rule Society. Where does the time go? So, and the gifts for you, I mentioned, www.goldenrulesociety.org. And when you get there, we'll welcome you, and it's the links. Some of the things else that are on there, and there's many more, but I'm going to give the highlight the ones. One of them is Intiva Health. That's Intiva Health. I'm part of that organization, by the way, and the president of that organization is a one-legged Marine who lost his leg in combat. And he was going back to college to get his degrees. He's a brilliant man. And what he did was he put something together, and it created this Intiva health program. Technologically, he's just incredible. And everybody's taking advantage of it because it helps everybody in the world. As a matter of fact, in 2019, Intiva Health was selected number one in the world, supporting the medical industry. That's the doctors and the nurses and everybody that's supporting, and the scientists, whoever they are, that's associated with it, because it helps each and every one of them. And guess what? It's free for everybody and anybody. And what we're trying to do is to find, as examples, we're going to try to find cures for cancer, for whatever else that is going on that's helping and hurting the health of individuals anywhere in the world. And we get some smart people who are doing it. The doctors are just working together. I call it the synergy program. Let's say that you're the doctor and you're working to find a cure for cancer. That's just an example. And you say, oh, I'm really doing a good job here. I've got some problems. And then you start seeing other people that are doing, that working, men and women, they're working on the same thing. And you're saying, this is what I've been doing. And the rest of the gang says, oh, don't waste your time. But we found out that doesn't work. So try these and see how it works. And you say, wow, thank you. I've saved a ton of time and money by being a part of the program. So that's what we're trying to do, make it better for everybody. And there's nothing wrong with that program. You're helping to make it a better world just by you being a part of it. Because you're going to start off by helping your own health. And what you want to do at first is take a look at it, click on it, and say, this is really something. Because every doctor, every nurse that I have told about this, they come back to me and say, Captain Kane, actually they say Len, my first name, this is incredible. And they compliment me, and I'm part of it, but I'm not medical in any way, shape, or form. But here's the thing. Just being a part of the program helps, and we talk about this to help others. So that is Intiva Health. So we have another one that's called Hope for You. And this is what we're doing. We're helping the people in need worldwide. Hope for You. And this was put together by Dr. Joel Gripping, who was the founder of the Hope Collection. He's the founder of this organization. That is, we have the Hope Show. Sadly, he died of cancer almost a year ago. We miss him. We love him. We pray for him. But that's the kind of guy he's a bright, intelligent man, small world. He went to school up in Mansfield, Pennsylvania, Mansfield University, close to my hometown. And my high school football coach went to that school where Dr. Joel Gripping was going to school. And many, many years later, I got to meet Dr. Joel Gripping. The doctor is in mathematics, a brilliant man. He was a senior advisor to three of our presidents in the United States. When they would do something, they'd say, Dr. Gripping, what do you think about this? And he would give him his good guidance and counsel. Matter of fact, the good people in London town in England heard about what he was doing, and they invited him over there. And our president said, absolutely. He'd go over there, and he would show the people in England, the British Parliament, how to take the taxes that they collect from the people there, and he would show them how to put them to good use, better use, and be more effective. They loved him, as we all did, and they thanked him very much. Again, sadly, he's gone. So anyway, the point is, that's what we're trying to do, teach people through the Hope for You. And it's educational, motivational, inspirational, character building, all the good stuff that you need to have a better life. And part of that is another one. It's called Success for You. Wow. Again, educational. Why make the mistakes that have been made by others? Don't have the time or the money to do that. Learn from the mistakes of others. And learn from the good guidance of others. And you'll get all of that good stuff. It's all free again. I keep saying it. But that's what it is. It's hope, success for you. And we talk a little bit about all the recognition that we've received over the past 50 years. It's called the Nobel Peace Prize. And I've been blessed to have, and I was a coal miner's kid, ladies and gentlemen, from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Grew up, had wonderful parents, and off we go. Got into the Navy, been into Navy flight training afterwards, and all that good stuff. But that's what we're talking about, the Nobel Peace Prize, because of all the good things that the education. And I'm 5 times nomination. And they say, and told me in 2014, they said, Len, you were number 2 in the world for selection for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2014. Wow. What I told them was, hey, I don't want that. I want to be number 1, not number 2. Because when I was in the Navy, I was the East Coast Top Gun, first one. And that same year, I was the all-Navy Top Gun. And that's a nice position to be in. But anyway, I'm not quite talking about myself there, but the Wise Traveler Program, which I mentioned, save on your travel costs from here, there, and everywhere. And you've got all kinds of other things. We've got one organization that we really like where you can use video emails. All you need is a little camera on your computer screen. Instead of just typing out emails to everybody and their brother, I mean your family, friends, neighbors, your customers, your clients, your prospects, whoever, when you can click the button and you say, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, Dr. Retzefratz, whoever you're trying to talk to, prospective client, here's what I want to tell you about what we offer to you to help you make it a better world. They see you, they hear you, they can see your expression, your smile, all that. Much better than reading a note, dear sir, dear ma'am, all that. That's nice. We get that all the time in our emails. But this is a video. Now, we use this video email, and it is in wonderful impact. And the people that provide it, they charge a very low fee. We don't get anything out of it. But I want to tell you about it because it has such a wonderful impact, positive respect. I mean, the results, because people see you, they feel you, they say, oh, wow, that's really great. That's where your message goes. And I do like 1-minute emails, maybe 2 minutes. Keep it short and simple, powerful. And that's what it's available. But it's there for you. And we have a prescription discount program. Savings on the discount. You go to the doctor and he says, oh, you really need this prescription. Here it is. Take it to the pharmacy. And they say, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is a good prescription. It's going to cost you $100. And you say, wait a while. I'm part of this organization that we have the prescription discount program. The savings are up to 80%. Let's say the doctor or the prescription guy at the shop says it's going to cost not $100, it's going to cost $50. And these are just representative numbers. You've just saved half of your money just by being a free member in the Golden Rule Society charity. Awesome. So there you go. And everybody says, ah, yeah, that Len Cain, he just wants us to make donations to his charity. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we accept donations because, as I mentioned, we're all non-paid volunteers. Whatever we get, we give. Oh, we have to pay the bills. We have to pay for the electricity and the telephones and that sort of stuff. But anyway, we share the money that we give. But we do suggest that if you save money, say on travel or any one of the different programs that you save some money, if you really feel good about the money you save, why don't you give that a portion of the money that you save to your favorite church or your favorite charity? And that way, the people who are running the program, they are rewarded, you are rewarded, and you tell your family and friends, they are rewarded, your church and your charity is rewarded. It benefits everybody. And yes, again, if you want to make a donation to the Golden Rule Society, that's fine. We share it with others. But that's the deal. We're not soliciting donations for us. We recommend that you, first off, support for your charity, your church. Those are things. Your choice. And life is choice. We get to do what we want to do, the freedom. So that's just a couple of more. And talking about the Nobel Peace Prize and all the awards, yeah, 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. Wow. And just recently, a couple of years ago, I was selected as Who in America. Wow, that was very nice. Nice to be recognized. A pat on the back, always nice. And we have just finished and put the finest finishing touches on it. I was voted the Worldwide Humanitarian Award in 2022, this year. Wow. And it's nice to be recognized because we're saving lives, we're supporting people, and we say, hey, you're a humanitarian type of a guy. Oh, well, thank you kindly. And also go, I was selected as the keynote speaker for the dedication of the African American Veterans Monument. That's up in Buffalo, New York, the Naval Park in New York there, for the 4th of July of this year. And I'm going to tell people about all the wonderful things that people have done to protect the country, to defend the freedoms, and share the love that God has given us. That's the deal. And remember this, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to get off my high horse in just a minute, that all the kindness, and remember I told you we have a Golden Rule Society kindness campaign, because when I was going to the Navy, just out of high school, off I go, my mother, on the day that I was leaving time, she said, Len, remember this, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, kind. Those words have stayed in my heart and in my mind all these years. And that's why we have the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign going worldwide. Because remember, a kindness is never wasted. It's always going to be returned in kind. So I'm going to take a little break here, Ron, and turn it back over to you. But I am enthused and happy and honored to be here and sharing. And there's more to tell. So more to go, more to do to help. God bless. Over to you, Ron. Thank you, sir.
Okay, well, thanks, Len. Well, Len, I want to introduce another guest. Actually, he's more than a guest. Well, you know, it's funny. We don't rank. We don't have any. Well, you were ranked. You were like a colonel. You know, you could have been a full bird if you wanted to, but you chose to be a servant, even in your later time in service in the service. And that's just really so cool about you, and that's why we appreciate you so much. But you've surrounded yourself with people of integrity, people who are movers and shakers, in not just the world, not just in this country, not just in the state, but in their community. And you've surrounded yourself with people who have integrity and who have talent and are servants, and that's how they live their life. And one of those persons recently was recognized, acknowledged, and was elected to become the Board of Director representative for the Hope Collection, as representing the one area, the pillar of the Hope Collection has to do with the arts and support of the culture and arts. And Country Boy, I know you're there. How are you?
Oh, I'm better than good and better than most. If I get any better, I'll be like my father, and he's the only one that walked the earth with perfection, and I'm still just kind of work in progress.
Well, I'm glad you are.
You're
there.
Awesome.
First of all, Country Boy, let me just say this. I know you tried to reach me. Past 7 days have been, Lynn and I have been spending quite a bit of time at the emergency room at the hospital and doctors, and as of yesterday afternoon, an ear, nose, and throat specialist has uncovered what was creating. She was just like, be sitting there, and all of a sudden she'd get a gusher. It was like you ever see an oil well, then when they hit the oil and you see the blacks, black and white movies, you see the splash, the big, she'd just start breaking out with nosebleeds. And initially she did have high blood pressure that was fueling it, but it wasn't what caused it. And so they did get to the bottom of that. They're doing medical, that stuff. I won't go into detail. I won't get into the bloody detail. But today, my girl, 48 years, we've been married now. We've been hanging out for 50 together. And we've been blessed to have people like you in our lives. And I'm so proud to have you as our partner in the projects and programs we're working in the Hope Collection. And I'm going to shut up in just a second, but I do want to make a note to everybody that's listening in on this. It's an archive show, and you can send it to other people. We literally have this show being sent to people like executives and major corporations in the world. We have people who are just people who are affiliates of the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society that just want to know what's going on. Well, what's going on is Country Boy, who has expertise. First of all, he is a recognized artist. I would put him in what a title. If you're talking about artists in the world, Country Boy is a world-class artist, creator. And you can long stick around the show and come to visit us again and look more into the Hope Collection. And he has some programs he'll share with you where you can find out and see all what's going on through the world of Country Boy. But I want to acknowledge the fact that he also programs to help and raise and lift people up. One of which is he has a connection that for any organization, nonprofit, that wants to take advantage of being able to provide, I'll call it a service, for individuals. We all know we need water. You ever heard your doctor or anybody? They'll tell you need to drink more water. You can't drink enough water. Well, Country Boys made an arrangement with a corporation, a company, nonprofit that delivers private label water that you can use for your nonprofit to raise funds to use to pay for overhead and expenses. You know, nobody runs a nonprofit organization without expenses. So for the people like Glenn Kane who've done it for years and they've done it out of their pocket, we've just reached a point of understanding that we need to be able to help support and help them to underfund these programs to continue to grow and go forward beyond all of us. So, Country Boy, why don't you take a minute and talk about the healing properties and the value and the program that you make available, water. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, Ron, I thank you, and I thank Lynn and the whole Hope Collection organization of people. And a lot of times, we don't even thank artists. They said behind every good man, well, Joel would have been the first to tell you in front of this good man there's a good woman. So shout out to artists. We're always shouting out to Joel. Seems like when Mother Day rolls around, they recognize mothers for the years, but they recognize the men hardly at all. Lynn, I know you, I ain't no telling how many ties you got for Father's Day. And then too, Ron, God has given us, many are called and few are chosen. We're part of the chosen ones. The power to connect, the power to communicate. I remember you just was telling me the other week when you and Rick was down in Puerto Vallarta or somewhere in Mexico or in one of them romantic islands. And it doesn't matter where you are in the world. God has anointed and appointed us that I can send a telepathic prayer to California and reach Lynn Cain without even picking up my phone. So when you called me that day and said, apologizing, Lynn, with this man has the audacity to apologize to me for delaying and getting back to me while he's taking his wife to the hospital. See, there are certain things, Ron, like integrity, that you can't really teach nobody, that you can't read it in a book. That's what the Hope Foundation has to offer. So when a lot of people, Oakman and I was talking about it yesterday, there's a lot of people out there that forgot how to dream. There's a lot of people that had to go through some things that they've never seen before, and they try to explain it to somebody else. If it doesn't make any sense to you what you're going through, how are you going to explain it to somebody else and have it to make sense to them? But see, the divine creator knows all, sees all, and my mama told me, country, you don't have to save the whole world. He's got the whole world right in the palm of his hand. But then I'm going to fast forward, back forward, and come forward again because I was anointed before I was appointed. When I was a child, I never thought as a child. I hung out with my grandmama because I was bullied, and when they was out playing cowboys and Indians, I was sitting up listening to old people talk. I knew where babies came from when I was 5, and I delivered my first baby when I was 12. Midwife was my instructor, my grandmama who delivered me in a big giant wash tub of water. I was an aquaponic born baby, born underwater, under the mighty sign Aquarian, the mighty water barrier. Yeah, that's me. Straight out of the northeast Georgia woods, just a little old country boy that still believes in good. God said it was good, thought it was good, and it was good. I still believe in good and bless people the same way that the divine creator would. I'm his representative, and he only made one of me. Country boy, you can call me what you want to. You can call me country boy, mama's boy. Sometimes they call me playboy. Call me boy if you don't respect me, but I'm a man child. Grew up as the mighty Aquarian, 4 miles in the northeast Georgia mountain, nestled in the heart. Yeah, did you hear that word? The heart of the Chattahoochee National Forest, and right 4 miles north of me is something called the head, not the tail end, the head of the Chattahoochee National River that flows from the northeast Georgia mountains to the coast of Miami. So everybody south of us, we used to make fun, Lynn. They call me the Recycle King when it comes to art. We say, them city folks is drinking our recycled water. Yeah. But then 30 years in the water industry, they call me the fundraising specialist. Yeah, I put the fun back in the fundraising. I don't want to walk on nobody because what worked in the Old Testament worked in the Old Testament. Worked in those old days when we was up in high school was great. Candies, cookies, wrapping paper, magazines, catalogs, they bring it home to the neighborhood. Who they going to sell it to? Every kid in the neighborhood goes to the same school. Lynn, for a while, they got upset with you when you bought your shaver to work trying to sell it to your coworkers, Ron. They won't let us bring candy and wrapping paper and stuff inside the workforce and sell it to your coworkers anymore. So that period kind of grew away into a new era. I put the fun back in the fundraising because I made it simple. There's 5 levels of intelligence. The first level is called smart. The second level is called intelligent. The third level is called brilliant. The fourth level of intelligence is called genius. And then they got back down to Sunk Country Boy. He came in on the short bus. They call it simple. Lynn has it. He says, keep it simple. Keep it simple. So what are we doing? We're taking something that no one in the world can live without. It's called water. So I'm not giving people anything else to do. I'm going to put a new curve in it. And so they said, country boy, he's doing things that eyes have never seen and ears have never heard of. Y'all have heard of water. But have you seen it used before as a kindness campaign across America?
We can buy one and give one for it and pay it for it and give a little bottle to somebody else. Somebody else might be thirsty. And by the way, the name of water is called Healthy Water. Yeah, doesn't matter whether you're black, white, Hispanic, came from the wrong side of the tracks. Ron, here it comes. I'm going to sneak it in on you today. Doesn't matter whether you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. You still need to drink water. And country boy's going to say, we are not going to discriminate. We spent 30 years building a relationship with the federal government. Now they said, you got favor. Huh? What's that? Favor. Favor is falling upon you, country boy. He says, we're going to let you give it to the churches, schools, colleges, non-for-profit organizations, and you can put your grandbaby on the label. And I don't even have to ask nobody's permission. They give me a federal code that tracks your grandbaby's water regardless of where I send it to in the world. Now watch this, watch this, watch this. They said, give, 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 and it shall be given back to you. We've been giving water away. And guess what? People make donations. We didn't ask you for no money. But they say you can't get water for free, not for profit. You're a not-for-profit. You got to have money, too. So we're not going to tell people what to do with their money, but guess what? As an organization sells the money, guess where the money comes back to? Yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all. They call us non-for-profit organizations. Oh, I forgot to tell you, too. We don't pay tax. So when the money comes into the organization, we can do kingdom business without asking anybody's permission. Because every time you got to go to corporate America and say, oh, Coca-Cola, Dasani, Nabisco, Kraft, I want to build a church with your money. Get out of here, man. We can't get into your God stuff. We took God out of the school. No more Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, one nation under God. I wonder why they didn't take it off the money. In God we trust. Who are you putting your trust in? You trust a chair that you sat down in. It never moved. You never looked. You never questioned on whether the chair could hold you up. And now you're questioning the one that made the chair.
I sound like a preacher. I'm going to stop. I'm going to coast on over here. Water.
Water. We're going to allow you to custom design a label that goes on a bottle of water. Example for you real fast for a stop. Have a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. Never met the lady. But she sees what I see, and it's not even Christmas. Do you see what I see? She said, yes, I can see my grandbaby. Generational wealth, Ron Clayton. I can see my grandbaby's face on a bottle of water. But the lady owns a hair salon, not one. She prayed for a double portion blessing. She has two salons. But while she's doing hair 10, 12 hours a day, I asked her, did she want to learn how to work smarter? Yeah, not harder. I asked her, has she ever heard of a word, Lynn Kane? You can look it up in the dictionary. It's called passive income. Passive. Oh. Rick Reese calls it sweatless victories, where you get stuff coming into you without you having to work a labor for it. The lady says, country boy, I've already practiced what you telling me, and I already know it works. I was buying water from Wally World.
To you guys that need a translator, that's Walmart.
I was buying water from Walmart, and I was putting it in a cooler to keep it cool. Some people like their water cool. Some people say don't drink cold water. That's not good for you.
Different strokes for different folks.
So she sets the cooler water in the floor, and it has a little help yourself. Help yourself. We would if we could, but it's a blessing to be a blessing if everybody could help themselves. We would need each other. Help. Help one person every day. Hope, hope, hope. Help one person every day. Maybe your neighbor, but your neighbor may be someone that you never met before. Your neighbor may be someone that don't live upstairs from you and you think they're over you. Your neighbor may not be somebody that lives downstairs from you and you think they're beneath you. Your neighbor probably might be somebody that you never met before. Your neighbor might be somebody that you never met before, and upon meeting that person, you know instinctively, if you have any kind of spiritual discernment, that there's nothing that that person can do for you. But my love says, what can I do for you? And she says, country, I like your ideas. You mean you want my ideas? What idea? That I can put my grandbaby on a label of water and I can just set the cooler there and people can help themselves. But the first week that I tried it, I sold 50 bottles in one day at $2 a pop. Do the math in your head. Joel Griffin taught me how to do it. He was a mathematician for the government, not just one, two, three presidents worth. They loved his mathematical genius. He passed the torch to me. I said, well, look, $2 is $100 a day times 6 days a week. That's $600 a week times 2 weeks. That's $1,200 in 2 weeks. You mean you make over $2,000 a month and you don't have to twist no hair? Put no chemicals in. You don't have to blow dry nothing. You can just let the water sit there and they help themselves. And you making more than enough to pay your mortgage and your car note?
She said, I don't have a car note.
But to make a long story short, coast back to a stop, Google your brain real fast for me. Tell me of a three-year-old that you know that has her own water line and has a scholarship fund set up in her name. So when the water sells, she gets 70 cents. And the non-for-profit organization, a living trust fund, gets the other half. So when she gets old enough to go to college, if she decides to go, she's already got money. It's a generational pass on that she claimed and put God's blood on it that my grandbaby won't have to go through the same thing that I'm going through. So coasting to a stop, I'll give it to you, write it down, put it in your brain. Do unto others before they do unto you. Give some love away, give some hope away, give some kindness away, and watch it come right back your way, because what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Back over you, Ron Clayton.
Well, wow. You know, sometimes I think what we do, Len, is we go back and listen to the show in the archive, because so many things that Country Boy covered really can make a difference in somebody's life we know. That's what's really cool. None of us here, Country Boy, Len, and the other people, guests that come on the shows or host the show or come on, as you said, Len, we're not getting paid. Although you did tell me you gave me a raise last year. But 100% of nothing's still nothing, Len. What we're doing is we are committing and dedicating ourselves to service. You know, our theme at the Hope Collection is helping others by helping them help others. Helping somebody is great. We need all do that. That's like, I think that's what to be human and have people of faith. That's like, I don't want to call it automatic, but we need to be deliberate about that. But when you help somebody else, help them to help somebody else, do you realize the impact that how far this can go? You've all played the telephone game, and somebody starts out and they give a message in the ear of one person. By the time it gets to the other end, the message is all over the place. You don't even know what was said. But people are all impacted by it. But if we stay close to each other, that message can stay pure, it can stay on target, and be productive. And that's what we try to do every day on this show. Len, you have shown the ability as a leader to help people focus. I mean, when you can focus a jet airplane, several million dollars, to fly off a slingshot off the deck of an aircraft carrier, probably in 30-mile-an-hour, 40-mile-an-hour winds, and the waves are probably 20 foot high, you got to get that plane out there because there's some troops that need protection. So you get in that plane and the guy, the sky cab, gets there and he gives you the signal to take off. You push the button, the slingshot goes, and then you are just thrown up into space, hurled. And then you put the afterburners on. And you direct that plane. You, within milliseconds, make judgments and decisions and do things so that plane can go and do what it was created to do. You've done it thousands of times. With that kind of understanding, knowledge, and experience, you today are cutting through so many layers that is reaching people right to their hearts and their spirit. We thank you for it, and we honor you for it.
Well, I appreciate all of those kind words, both from you and, of course, from Brad Dorsey. I love his name there. God, oh, country boy. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, what you've heard are in back-to-back, Mr. Brad Dorsey and Mr. Ron Clayton are both senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society charity. We've got a total of 22 senior advisors, and you can imagine the kind of people that are contributing their time, their professionalism, their billions, if you will, and their dedication and their good-hearted nature to helping the Golden Rule Society to help make it a better world. And I got some little stories to add on to everything that Brad Dorsey and Ron Clayton are talking about. For instance, we have coming up here the release of the latest Top Gun movie. That day is going to be on Friday in May of this month, released all over the country, and that's going to be on the 27th of May. All the theaters in the country, but the day before, on the 26th, they're going to have plenty of people that were the producers and actors and whoever their brother. We're going to get together here in San Diego, and we're going to have a dinner and a little party together, and then we are going to sit around and watch the movie, the latest Top Gun movie. And I was invited to it, and my wife, Ann, and I, and we're looking forward to it. The nice part about it is that when I was a fighter instructor with the Navy, teaching pilots from France how to fly the F-8 Crusader, the first 1,000-mile-per-hour fighter, and all of our Navy, U.S. Navy pilots fly this wonderful airplane. And I also was in charge of the what we call the Fighter Tactics Program. And what I did was I put it all together, set a Navy record, they told me. They told me also that it still stands. I flew 6 different type airplanes in a 2-day period, all in air combat maneuvering. And you remember in the old days, they used to call it dogfighting. Well, pretty much the same. You're competing with somebody who's trying to shoot you down while you're busy trying to shoot them down. So that tactics manual that I developed was later transferred over when they created the first Navy Top Gun school. And they said, well, look at this. Here's all the instructions, how to do it. And I was honored again that, wow, that's very nice. Thank you very much. We're here to help. And, matter of fact, when I first got into combat, the fighter squadron that I was with were the USS Enterprise. It was an aircraft carrier. It was the largest concentration of controlled nuclear power in the world. We had nuclear reactors. I jokingly said to people, yeah, they were downstairs boiling water. But what a fabulous aircraft carrier. What a wonderful ship. But anyway, our squadron came aboard, and they say, well, okay, we're going into combat. And the skipper said, Len, you know all about these tactics, so let's have it. Okay, so I taught everybody in the squadron. Here's how it's done. Here's what you do. Here's the action. Boom, 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 boom. It took about an hour, two, three, to make sure that everybody would do, and we went out and practiced it. But here's the nice part. Our fighter squadron was the first Navy fighter squadron using the tactics that did not lose a single airplane to combat in 6 months, just using those tactics. And they work. As a matter of fact, the head of the Air Force, who was over in Udorn, came over to the ship and said, "We heard what you're doing." And he and his executive officer sat there with me in the squadron ready room, and they say, "Tell us what you're doing." And this guy, Robin Oles was his name, was a triple ace in World War II. And he's asking me, a coal miner's kid, "How do you do that?" So we sat him down, taught him. He went back and implemented the tactics. We called it the Loose Deuce. Nice name, right? Loose Deuce. And it was kind of like a modernization of what we had, the thatch weave. That was the implementer of that. And the Battle of Midway was the turning point in World War II. And what we just did, we just expanded on it and made the thatch weave a two-dimensional maneuver into a three-dimensional. And I'm being too technical, I think. But the point is, he and his exo went back to the Air Force, implemented the program, and they significantly cut their losses. Like, they cut it in half. And let me tell you, what a nice feeling it is to know that the work that we did saved the lives of others. And that I say prayers every night, and I thank the good Lord for his good guidance that keeps me going, helping you to make it a better world. And I love to tell that story because people kid around and said, "Len, you were a top gun, or the top gun, right? First one." I said, "Yes." They said, "What does it take to do that?" I said, I always tell people, everybody, that it just takes more guts than brains. And I was well qualified. They all laugh at me, but it's all in good fun. But you always do the best you can with what you have. And whatever you have, you keep making it better. And I want to tell you about Mr. Brad Dorsey again. With this hot water program, our Golden Rule Society partnering with Brad Dorsey with the program of bottling water. We're sharing that program. We've got this program we're working on and still working on it, improving it on a day-to-day basis, where we're going to share it with every organization in the United States and even the world. So people will get a bottle of water, small one, but we'll have the identification of the organization sharing it, and they'll have the organization, the Golden Rule Society's model on there with the free gifts that we're offering you. And all they have to do is just visit our website and take advantage of everything we offer to help make it a better world, starting with you, ladies and gentlemen, you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity. And anybody, and everybody. That's why we're here, and that's why we're making it a better world on a day-to-day basis. And I could go on and on. Time is zigging. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're trying to do. And we want you to be a part of it. And by all means, every Friday, the Hope Collection goes on 6 days a week. It starts at high noon every day, except Sunday. But I do the guy, I'm invited to speak on Fridays, high noon on the East Coast, and all you do is come on board, you'll hear all the good stuff that's going on every day, except Sunday, because you'll probably be at church anyway, or you're worshiping your good Lord. So that's what you do. Visit the site and share it with others and get involved in what we're calling the Kindness Campaign, sharing worldwide, and I'm going to say it again, goes simple as this, with loving your heart and kindness and hope. Treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And somebody once told me, they said, that's sort of like the 11th commandment. And the first time I heard, I said, well, what is that? Oh, the 11th commandment is very simple, where the good Lord said, share the love that I give you with others. Simple, yet powerful. And that's why we're here. Try it. You'll see. It really works. And whatever you do, take good care, be safe, and be kind. And Ron, I'm going to turn it back over to you, sir. You are the host, the guest. You're the host with the most. God bless you. And Pat Dorsey, Mr. Country Boy, thank you very much. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world. And back over to you, Ron, again. Thank you kindly. Bye-bye for now.
Well, you're certainly welcome, Ron. And I do want to share some information that is transpiring even as we speak. We have been going through our web presence, the Hope Collection, has been in process. We originally had to get all the different legal contracts with the previous owner. They were all in his name. When someone dies who has as many connections in business and people just, you know, you operate every day and we're running this radio show and you got websites. We had 9 websites and they were all listed with different companies and they're all certified and legal and all that, you know, and you got file paperwork and certifications. And it's taken us now 6 months to move to the point where I can honestly tell you we are about to be in the process. You will see, you will notice the changes that are going to be on the HopeCollection.org website and ourcenter.org. Right now, they're both up and they're both running. And you can go and you can tell someone, well, you want to know what Hope is all about, the collection, the company, the organization, go to ourcenter.org and listen to Lisa. Lisa Burke, she is a beautiful woman. She was at ABC, NBC, and Fox News Desk. Crime News Desk reporter that she sat in it, you watch evening news of you in Orlando, Florida, and the southern and central Florida. You saw Lisa on any of those stations, I mean, when she was working in those different stations on any given night. And her husband retired. They do live in Florida. But she made this video for this. By the way, the video she made telling everybody what the Hope Collection is and what it's about cost thousands. Cost thousands of dollars to produce. He donated it to the Hope Collection, folks. And so I encourage you to share this message of hope from Lisa at the ourcenter.org. And that's working. It's going to be, watch it, because there'll be changes on the fly going every day and every week going forward. So I want everybody to know that as we close down the show today, my prayer is that you make this a special weekend for somebody. Last weekend was Mother's Day. And I know many people took time to have special dinners or took mom out and they spent time with moms and sisters and mothers. And we want to make sure we never forget those things. At the end of the month, we'll be having Memorial Day, which is just that. We memorialize those who have paid the ultimate price, and we'll be doing that. But this weekend, it's spring. And what I hope everybody on this call and anybody who's listening in, they will take a few moments to touch somebody's life. Well, we're winding down, guys, and we'll be sharing some more on a weekly basis and giving you some insights of some actual projects that actually are moving forward that the Hope Collection has been talking about for years. And now
Ron,
in motion.
Ron.
Yes, sir.
Before you close out, I beg your pardon at the last few seconds here. You remember a guy you introduced me to named Dale Martin?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to shout him out at the end of your shout-out because only two or three weeks ago...
I was on the phone with him this morning. Go ahead.
When Dale was on the call, he asked everybody to do just what you do, just what you just asked. You remember I just said a few minutes ago, in case you guys missed it, my love says, what can I do for you? Let me show you how a blind man was saying. Even he can see what's going on. Dale suggested that you just call somebody up like Stevie Wonder and said, I just call to say I love you. So when you said make somebody else's day, you can do that without leaving home. And Lynn Cain already showed you how you can send somebody a video mail. Yeah, they can see you while you're talking to them. So go to Lynn. Tell them one more time before we go, Lynn, how they can get a video mail if you got enough time left. Go, Lynn.
Real quick, visit the website, goldenrulesociety.org, and in there you're going to see the program. Just click it, and it's called your video emails. And it's the best deal on personal video emails. And share your kindness. God bless. Back over to you. Thank you, Brad Dorsey.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, too, Lynn.
Chunky boy.
Thank you.
Over to you, Ron.
You too, Lynn. Okay, all right. Close it out, Ron.
Well, here's what I say. Just I'm going to repeat. Ditto, ditto, ditto. Please, everybody, just give someone give them a kindness today. Let's light the world up with kindness. And boy, oh boy, what a difference the world can be. Thank you, everybody. See you Monday.